Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And welcome everybody to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, your host from Down Under. And with me as always is Daisy Papp, your host from the Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, Down Under. I'm so glad to see you and I'm so glad to hear you as always. This is almost the highlight, although it's already evening here in my time zone, Eastern Standard Time. Actually, we're still in the daylight saving time, whatever that's supposed to mean. But I'm glad to see you, and it's the highlight. Nevertheless, it's already dark outside. And I'm so glad that we're recording another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. And it is mind-boggling what happens around the world, and it's mind-boggling what happens with Bald and Blonde. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, and thank you too, Daisy. Neither of us could have done this without the other, I don't think. So we're the dynamic duo, Daisy.
Yes, yes. Yes, and I'm proud to be part of it. Thank you so much for allowing me to participate.
Thank you too. I think that what we've created here with Bald and Blonde is something that can help anyone anywhere around the world in their everyday life. And I'm also super proud of that because that was what we wanted to do. We wanted to create a show that would give people the tools to make their lives better. And I definitely think that we've done that.
Yes, yes. 56 countries that are listening to us and we're growing and the quantity of listeners in each country is growing from week to week. And I feel very humbled.
And brand new for you guys out there, we're now also live streaming via Clubhouse when we record our episodes. So if you want to get the content super, super early and join us for an exclusive question and answer series after we record, come on over to Clubhouse, join our club Bald and Blonde and get that exclusive access right there.
That's right. And also you get the bloopers and the funny little things that are edited out in the streamed ready podcast then.
Like our motorbikes and birds and burning rubber down the street.
Yes, the background noise as well. Maybe they also have a message. I just don't understand yet what the message is.
So, Daisy, today I've picked a topic I think that it is super important to every human being on this planet, because I think that we all experience it. I know that I certainly have, and I'm sure that you have too, once I tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk about self-doubt.
I raise my hand because, yes, I'm part of the club. Yes.
Yes.
And no matter how much we evolve and how grown we are, it is something that tries to sneak in from time to time in unexpected ways. And then it's up on us to be aware of it, to recognize it, realize it, and then get rid of it in healthy ways. And then there are many different coping skills. And I have the feeling that you would like to speak about the many different coping skills.
Of course I do. Absolutely. So let's start at the beginning though, because you just laid that out quite nicely. First, we need to recognize what is going on with us.
Yes, I would like to bring up a very recent story. I just had a session with a client today, one-on-one, and she is in the movie industry and she's working sets and she's going to castings and she is absolutely stunningly pretty and she has self-doubt. Now, that might sound interesting to many of our listeners because when we look to that industry where they are always really beautifully with their makeup, when they're dressed accordingly, when they're really photographed from professionals who know how to shine the light, how to show their beauty so that their beauty shows even more than that might exist. So showing them really from that specific angle. And one would not consider that maybe people like that who we see on a huge screen in the movie theater, that they have doubts themselves from time to time. Now, that's very real. I believe it's a very good idea to have a look where it comes from. And let's go back, way back, rewind to the very beginning when we arrived into this world. Now, the people who embraced us or greeted us when we arrived here as little babies, they already all had their emotional backpack filled with their own doubts, filled with their own insecurities, filled with their own thinking mechanisms, filled with their coping skills. And then we as little babies, we arrived there and we are observing, because in the beginning, we don't really speak. We have two eyes and we have two ears. So pair of each. And we're observing. We are making sense of it as much as we can at those early stages. And then we adjust and we adopt and we adapt. Now, as little babies, let me go back in time. One day you discovered your toes. One day you discovered your little fingers and you were so glad to have them and they tasted deliciously and it was so much fun to suck on them and it was just delightful. And then our parents were maybe delighted as well, or our caretakers, that, oh, look, they suck on their little fingers and look, it's so beautiful. They have all their fingers, they have all their toes in best case scenario. And then later on, that changes because when we grow and evolve at a specific age, there are expectations. Oh, your child is 2 years old and now it's not doing this, that, or the other. It's not potty trained yet. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with the child? So that is then when we start realizing, aha, so what I'm doing and what brings joy to me and what's my discovery is no longer completely appreciated. So therefore, I start questioning myself, oh, maybe there's something wrong with me. And that's the end. And then we grow up and we go to school and then we go to high school and then we go to college and university and then we go into our working life and we do not reconnect with that innocent self-confidence that we were born with.
And almost all the systems that surround us kind of chip away at the confidence, don't they?
Yes, they're clippers all over the place. So look out for the clippers, those who clip those confident wings.
Yeah.
And then the good news is that we can reconnect to our born with courage and self-worth, the wisdom of knowing that we're worthy. Because when we were born, we didn't question it. We just were. I am.
So what I think I hear you saying is that self-doubt is a symptom of not feeling worthy.
Yes. One of the symptoms of not feeling worthy. Yes. But let me circle back to the lady who is in the movie industry. Drop gorgeous, very well established, successful, and she's doubting herself. Now, where does it come from? Well, she had a great sibling who had comments, who shared their mind onto my client. And my client never questioned what was the reason behind the comments. What was the purpose and how belittling those were? Well, we are changing this now. So the good news is that now us as adults, we can reconnect and we can regrow that confidence. That does not mean that I will be an Olympic marathon runner or that I will be able to jump higher than any Olympian ever did. That does not mean that. But it means that I'm not doubting myself any longer. And when it is important to me to jump high, then I will do the best to jump as high as I can and then increase the height little by little and train. When I have self-doubt, on the other hand, I'm not even trying. I believe our purpose here on this planet during our lifetime is to enjoy life and to discover and to dare and to also appreciate our existence and the existence of everyone else and the beauty in nature. So when I stop adding too much value to what I'm listening to from other people, other humans, because here's the truth, other humans can only speak what's within them, or there are pretenders. They exist too. Well, you only need to look a little bit into the politics. I'm not going any further, but there are many people who pretend this, that, and the other. But authenticity will win. Now, when someone says to me, Daisy, but you're just a blonde, you know how I'd respond? Yes, you're right. You're right. I'm just a blonde. And if to you, meaning I'm just a blonde means that I'm limited due to the pigmentation of my hair, then you're right based on your thinking, but my thinking is rather different.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of our shoebox episode where we were speaking about that being their issue. And I'm not sure if we spoke about it in the episode or not, but I remember Morgan Freeman actually having an encounter here where he was speaking about other people's perceptions of him as black and how that was their limitation and had nothing to do with him or how he valued himself. And I thought that was just super, super cool.
Very cool and very smart, highly evolved human being. Because now he does not doubt anything, that's fact anyways. Can I change my skin pigmentation? Well, maybe nowadays there are all sorts of genetical this and that and the other that can may cause some changes in my skin pigmentation or other things. I'm very gentle here. I'm trying to be very gentle here. So when I accept the fact that I look how I look, I can change my looks through adding some things that are very advantageous to my looks, if that's important to me. But doubting me as a human being is absolutely learned. It is something that's put up on us.
I think that you really hit the nail on the head when you said we need to stop giving value to what we are listening to. And we need to choose when to give things value. Mm-hmm. And when to not give them value. So when we look at a scenario where our self-doubt might be a result of the people around us, well, then I think we need to bring some awareness to that situation being there and the fact that you might be placing value on the people around you's opinions when in fact what you need to be doing is coming back inwards and thinking about your own values and what you think of yourself, because their opinions are based on their filters and their circumstances. And so that is their perspective and actually has nothing to do with us.
There you go.
Unless we choose to take it personally.
Yes. Now, how can we do that? I believe it is essential to choose who we listen to. Be selective. Be picky. Other people's feedback is very important for us to grow, but not everybody's feedback is important and relevant for us to grow. It depends on the quality of feedback that we are receiving. Let's say I speak to someone who is a speaker, but let's say a little bit ill-hearted. Not very well established in their emotional intelligence. And all they try to do is polish their own ego and brighten themselves up, put themselves into the spotlight. I'm so great, I'm so great. And in order to feel great about themselves, tries to put down everyone else who opens their mouth. Now that to me is not an idol without idolizing or someone that I would like to follow. I don't want to follow their thinking processes. I don't want to follow their behavior. And I don't want to follow, absolutely, I don't want to follow their judgment. So when I seek quality over quantity, look for feedback. Yes, absolutely. Feedback is important and essential and very relevant for us to grow. Without feedback, what do we have? You see, I believe when we choose, though, the quality of feedback, that is when we can enhance the process of growth. We can speed it up. And then I will most likely filter out those who may solely for putting someone else down to lift themselves up, they will leave my circle because I will focus more on the quality. Now, let's say you and I, we walk down the street, no matter which continent, and someone is calling, oh, look at them. And we don't even know what they try to mean by that. And let's say we take it personally. We may look at one another. Oh my God, what did we do? Oh, maybe let's leave. I don't know. Or second scenario, you and I walk up and down the streets and people are shouting, look at them. And then we just straighten ourselves up and we look at one another. Yeah, look at me. I look at you. There's such a huge difference. And it depends on us. It's in our power. I can decide what I do with the input. Same like with recording. When I record something or we record something, I can adjust the input levels. Do the same in your head. Choose quality and notice the sounds that are music to your ears, filled with words that speak from the heart and not out of competition, that speak from observation without judgment, that speak to support your growth instead of putting you down. And then the self-doubt will subside.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, this underlying feeling of not feeling worthy, I think that's something that has to be addressed, because I know that when I was younger and in my past and my issues with my hair loss and stopping wearing wigs and going out bald, I faced a lot of this self-doubt in that process in finding my own confidence. And feeling worthy was something I had to face as part of that learning.
Well, let's ask the question, what do you identify yourself with? And I go back to the basics. You are how you behave. You're not your looks. You're not the lack of your hair. You're not your baldness. You're not the tattoos you're wearing beautifully on your head, gracefully, graciously. You are not your citizenship. You're not your skin pigmentation. You're not your gender. You're not your faith. You're not your religious beliefs. You are how you behave. And when we really come down to that, and I can observe my own behavior, behaving like the loving, genius, caring, empathetic, compassionate human being I was born to be, where would any self-doubt ever have place?
Yeah, I love that. I love that because it's such a simple solution. We are how we behave. And so, guys, I do urge you, if you're having issues about feeling worthy, to go back to episode one and start at the beginning, because we go deep into behavior and who am I in that episode. And I think it's the grounding for our whole podcast. So we do urge you to go and listen to number one.
Yes.
When we're talking about this. So yeah, I think that is the golden nugget when it comes to feeling worthy, is to remember that we aren't what we've accumulated or learnt. We aren't what we look like or where we're from. We aren't how we sound or even who we hang out with. We are how we behave. And I think it's such a key to the whole concept of really having this self-awareness, because until you have self-awareness, you can't deliberately direct those actions in accordance with your values.
Very good what you bring in here, because values, what are your values? Please, dear listeners, go out there and find a list. I think we have it as a free download on the baldandblonde.live website, the characteristics and values. I have Kathy check that out, because maybe I have just said something and it's not there yet. It will be by the time this episode is airing.
Yes.
It will be.
It will be in the show notes.
Now, when I'm aware of my values, let's say authenticity, let's say honesty, let's say integrity, let's say empathy, let's say understanding, let's say being a good listener, let's say being helpful. So when we become aware of our own values and stick with them, and we ourselves start behaving based on these values, then it will be much easier to choose matching company for ourselves. That's when we stop going out into a group of people who like to gossip, for example, just for the sake of entertainment, which then brings me down and triggers my self-doubts. And then I question myself, oh, who am I? But when we stick with I am how I behave, I had a conversation with a young entrepreneur the other day, and he went through ups and downs in his life, and he was very up in the mountains, and he was on the career ladder up the mountains. And what happened to him, things went really bad in his relationship, in his marriage. So he got a divorce, he lost his house, he lost his company, he lost his entrepreneurship. And then all he had left was a beautiful car that would represent sort of a status symbol. And then one day he tells me that I couldn't believe it. I was living close to the ocean and the flood came. And I saw from the apartment, from the balcony, I saw my car flooding away. That was the wake-up call that I remembered that I am not my car, I'm not my marriage, I'm not my business, I'm not my entrepreneurship. I am how I behave. And he started from scratch. Beautiful story, by the way. And I was really impressed by the way he carries himself so humbly. Really adorable and very attractive as a human being to me, based on my values, attractive.
Yeah.
So when then we stop identifying also with the evaluation or the opinion or the compliments from others, then we become independent. Because otherwise, let's say when my need is that I receive a compliment from you, let's say twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, and then you forget because you skip a week or you're in a bad mood or if you're upset because I'm not agreeing with you on one or two topics or even more. So now I'm completely dependent because that is my soul food, to receive that compliment from you. Now, when you cut me off from that soul food, I feel deprived and lowered in value, therefore less worthy, and therefore I start doubting myself. We can stop that in an instant. Become independent. And when you choose your audience or those who will give you feedback, sincere, authentic feedback, you will not run that danger. You will not run into situations where, based on their bad mood, they're going to put you down to just temporarily feel better for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's super important. And I think that dynamic is probably quite common in relationships too.
Yes, and in communities and in all sorts of establishments, in countries and governments, and we can really free ourselves. Humanity overall on this globe, I humbly believe, would not be in the situation we're in right now, currently, to this date, fall of 2021. If we would have not bought into other people's opinions, making ourselves dependent from their feedback, are they going to give me a sugar candy or do they stop giving me a sugar candy? When we become more by value based on our behavior, then we can see that I'm an absolutely valuable human being. And no matter what your opinion is, I will not give a dime on your opinion because I am certain based on my behavior. That is how you can build self-esteem. What does steam do? It defeats gravity. It's water defeating gravity. And that, in turn, will just cut off the self-doubt. And you will rise like a phoenix out of the ashes. Well, I didn't mean to get into mythology, but okay.
I love that. I love that. And I love your wordplay that you do self-esteem, because as soon as you said steam, I thought rise.
Yes. Mythology is quite powerful. So We want to put, I think, 3 points here that are almost like a formula. Become independent from other people's opinions by behaving based on your true values authentically. She's taking notes, dear listeners. So if you hear silence on her part, then therefore, practicing these values, practicing behavior, becoming more and more aware, what is it that triggers me, that kicks me off my journey and off my path of sticking with that behavior, and then seek valuable feedbackers. I know that word does not exist. I just made it up for the sake of our podcast episode tonight. Seek people who give you valuable feedback, those who have already overcome their own self-doubt, who already went through the process of defeating gravity.
Absolutely. And I can tell you wholeheartedly, when you have somebody like that in your life, they're a great influence on you. And you learn a lot, as I have from you, Daisy, over the last 2 years.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's my joy.
I appreciate you. And I appreciate you giving so much free information out to our listeners, because I know this took years and years of learning to accumulate this knowledge and wisdom that you have and that you so freely share with our listeners. So thank you, Daisy.
Thank you for listening, because all I can do is share it freely. That's my vision. I want that all to be available for free. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. And we continue, and I'm working on gifting away free workshop access and online workshop access. That is so important, because we were born with the right to have that knowledge available. And only because there are some people sitting here, there, or elsewhere trying to deprive us from that esteem, we're defeating gravity with this.
We certainly are. And so thank you to our audience. Please keep supporting us and sharing our podcast with your family, friends, and colleagues. As always, this has been another amazing conversation. So thank you, Daisy. Any final words for our audience?
Yes. Switch on the heat a little bit so that the steam can rise. And that heat is from within. It's emotion, energy in motion. And when you set that as a goal, I am going towards knowing my values and appreciating myself for myself, being a human being in the process of growing and evolving. And I am worthy and I'm valuable no matter where I stand in my evolutionary process. I can only inspire, and I truly do that from the bottom of my heart. And I hope it sneaks in gently and lovingly into the ears of our listeners.
Yeah, I do too. And don't forget to go and listen to episode 1, Who Am I? The Grounding for Bald and Blonde, and our whole theme of mindset evolution. So that's it from today, guys. We're happy that you've joined us, and we're off now to do our Q&A on Clubhouse. So hopefully we will see more of you in there. That's it from us today. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, and we are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you find the link to our Facebook group, where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website, where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.